Welcome to God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith. I'm your host, Chuck Groover. And this week we had kind of another one of those joint interviews with the Man on the Street video series, in which Glenn talked with Zach Addison of Cornerstone Campus Ministry. So I'll have links in the show notes to his ministry so you can find out more. And here's the interview.
Zach is a member of Cornerstone Campus Ministries, and I want Zach to tell us a little bit about his ministry and what's going on in campuses today. Zach?
Well, thank you, Glenn. I really appreciate the opportunity to share with Becoming God's Man and everybody who's watching and, about what we're doing. It's really exciting. The campuses are filled with a lot of students that are hungry for truth, and they're searching in all the wrong places. Glenn, when you're young, there's a time where you're trying to figure out what you're supposed to do with your life. You're trying to find direction. You're trying to figure out who you really are as a person. And so when it comes to these students, they're at the crossroads. They're finally away from home, and they're deciding, really it's three different areas of life. They're deciding what they're going to do when they graduate. They're deciding who they might marry, and then ultimately what they're going to believe. And so our mission as a church is, and as our ministry, is to reach out to these students during this time, bring the gospel into their life, so that when they do make these decisions, the gospel's been presented to them, and that they can make those decisions from a place of knowing Christ and living for Him, mm-hmm. and not living for themselves. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing what Jesus said when He said, if you try to keep your life, you'll lose it, but if you lose your life for My sake, you'll find it. And I can say that's what happened for my life. When I came to USF, the University of South Florida, in Tampa, I was lost. I was living for myself. I was doing things that, felt good to me. And I was living the party lifestyle and wasn't really pursuing God in any way. But amazingly, my second semester of my freshman year, I met this guy. His name was Christian, ironically, and we started to do a Bible study together, and through that I really got to hear the gospel in a way I hadn't heard it before, and I got to read the Bible for myself. And so that made a huge difference. The word is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. And so when I was reading the word for myself, I got to see what it meant to be Christ-like, what it meant to be a Christian. And because if anybody had asked me up to that point, I would have told them I was a Christian, but I wasn't living for Him, and in reality, I wasn't. And so through those Bible studies, through coming to the church that was on campus, it's really was a blessing. And our church has grown, and our ministry has grown. Last school year for 2016 and 2017, we averaged over 100 Bible studies meeting every week on the campus. And we saw 130 students pray to receive Christ.
This is the last year.
This is last school year. And so it was just amazing to see God move that way. And 73 students got baptized. Mm-hmm. So you see the evangelism going on, you see the results of those Bible studies, and then you also see people getting baptized, so that means they're getting grounded, they're having a foundation put in their life, and God's really changing things. So so that is what God's been doing. So through all that network for me, so going back to where I was before, I was at a crossroads. I had to decide if I was going to give up the party lifestyle and live for Jesus, or if I was going to hold on to my life and live for myself. And so at that point in time, my freshman year, I wasn't ready to make that commitment. So about it, I stopped going to church, stopped doing Bible studies for about a year. That was a bad decision. And I had tried to stop sinning. Have you ever tried to do that?
David.
Yeah, and so how does that usually work out? By yourself?
By myself, no.
Impossible,
doesn't work,
right?
Doesn't work.
Right? And so that's when I tried to stop sinning by myself without Jesus. Very foolish. It was a very frustrating time. And what I found out is not only did I not stop sinning, but my sin got worse. And it was God showing me through His grace, helping me see that the more harder you tried by yourself without me, the harder this is going to be for yourself. And because I knew what was right, and I wasn't living it though. And I just couldn't do it on my own strength, even though I tried. So a year went by, and I was seeing guys on the campus teaching Bible studies. We have these surveys that ask people what they believe, so we hand those out on the campus and to really gather interest. And through those surveys, that's how we meet a lot of people. And so so I saw them doing that on the campus, and I could see a clear difference.
Would you take us down that survey? Would you? The question
absolutely,
that you ask.
Absolutely. So the surveys we do, they ask four questions. First question is, do you believe that you will go to heaven when you die? Now that's very important because that brings up a whole host of where someone's coming from, whether they even believe in heaven and hell, whether they believe that there's even a God or any of that. That addresses something that's real, and it quickens something in their heart because they have to make a decision. They can say, well, I'm not sure if God exists or not, but heaven or hell, now it's like, well, something's going to happen when I die. They know it deep down, even if they've been deceived and they say it doesn't exist, they know that there's something there. And so it challenges that inner man within them. And so through that, the next question asks them, why do you believe this? So a lot of people say, I hope I'm going to heaven. Or I'm not sure, or yeah, I believe I'm going to heaven. But then they put the reasons down. They put, well, I'm a good person. I go to church. I've tried to keep the Ten Commandments. You know, I believe in God, and I've never hurt anyone. You know, and so these just crazy answers that seem logical, seem reasonable, but are not based in truth. And the scripture is so clear about what the answer is, and that's receiving Jesus Christ as your Savior and as your Lord. And so a lot of the people that respond to these surveys, that's where they're at, right? And so the third question says, does it surprise you that none of those answers get someone into heaven? And so that does usually catch a lot of people by surprise, because their parents or whoever have said, you know, just be a good person.
Mm-hmm.
Stay out of trouble, right? And so the fourth question is, would you like to know how the Bible describes how someone gets to heaven? And that really hits the nail on the head for people who grew up going to church, and their answer to the, I'm going to heaven because I'm a good person, or I go to church, or this or that, and not Jesus, that helps them realize, okay, there's a hole somewhere. But I grew up going to church, and my answer is this, but that's not really the answer. So now they have a decision to make. Do I really want to know what the truth is or not? And so through that, we have an opportunity for them to win a gift card. And we actually fill out their information, and they indicate whether they're interested in doing a Bible study or coming to church. So now that they've given us their contact information, we're able to contact them, invite them to church, invite them to do a Bible study around their schedule. And so these Bible studies that are going on every week that I referred to earlier, these are one-on-one Bible studies. And so these are with students that specifically have indicated they're interested and they want to know the truth. And so we're there to bring the truth to them, give them an opportunity to, through those Bible studies, to make an educated decision and a faith decision to receive Christ. So all these things happened to me, and like I was going back to the test, sort of how I got saved and how I became a part of this church and ministry. I was in a place in my life where I finally came to the end of trying to be a good person and trying not to sin. And I realized how futile that was going to be. And so what I ended up doing was I realized God had revealed to me that this path you're on is the wide path that leads to hell. It's not the narrow path that leads to salvation. And I realized that. I realized, hey, I may not be the worst person in the world, and I'm definitely not the best, but I'm still on this path, and I don't know exactly what to do, but I know I'm on the wrong path. And so I was walking from the main student center on the campus to my dorm room, and this man approached me. He was this Asian guy named Ko, and he was on his spring break trip reaching out to students at the University of South Florida. And he ran into me, and he showed me the same survey that I had just got done talking about. And I was like, well, hey, I remember doing this. I remember seeing this a year ago when I was doing Bible studies for Christian. And he's like, well, man, I'm only in town for a couple more days. You want to meet up? And so I was like, oh, sure. And so it was March 17th of 2010 that I made a decision to surrender my whole life to Christ. And my life radically changed. You know, I stopped living in the party lifestyle that day. Even though there were plenty of opportunities to go back, I never did. And I started reading the Bible for myself, and my life was starting to clean up through the Holy Spirit and His power within me, and all the areas of life that I had struggled with before. You know, one thing that I didn't mention, and you won't see this at the table talk, but for me personally, I had struggled with addiction to pornography. As soon as I made that decision to receive Christ, I never went back. And God had completely dealt a death blow to that area of my life. And so I was radically transformed through His power. And so through that, about 6 months later, I didn't just stop doing bad stuff. I started doing what Jesus called us to do and being a witness. And I started learning how to lead Bible studies on the campus. And I surrounded myself with Christian men from our church, and I lived with them in a house. And as things were progressing in my life, and I fell in love with ministry. I fell in love with telling people about Jesus. And, I mean, how can he not? He's the greatest man to ever exist, you know? And so, of course, you want to tell people about him and what he did for us. So it was just so exciting to be able to do that. And the opportunity to do that for a living it seemed like a no-brainer to me. When I graduated from USF, I joined the staff of our church, and I started raising financial support to be able to do it full-time. And so through that, for about a year, I was able to be on campus full-time. And through this ministry, I met the love of my life. We ended up getting married, and we just had our first baby on July 4th. So God has been blessing and overflowing His blessing in our lives. And it all came from just deciding to give up my life, which wasn't mine to begin with, and to receive what Christ did for me.
Zach, I really appreciate you sharing with us this morning, and we can see the love of the Lord and in you that is just, you got to share with people. Yeah. I love to hear that. I love it.
Yeah.
One of the things that and talking with pastors and missionaries and all, one of the first things they say is we need some prayer. Any ministry needs a strong prayer support, people to encourage them. The great encourager, of course, is the Holy Spirit. But I'd like to ask that send up to the Lord your prayers for Zach, for his ministry, for Cornerstone Campus Ministries, the name of it. Also, Zach, I want you to give us a little contact information. And if you feel led, remember what he said, we are self-supporting. One of the things that really impressed me is the courage to get out and go forward that these guys are doing. Is it guys and girls?
Yeah.
Guys and girls are doing. And they provide their own finances. And I think that's just fantastic. So as you hear this, as you go back to hopefully Table Talk 101 and hear even more about Zach and what he's doing, as the Holy Spirit touches you to pray and lift up Zach, if you feel a need to do that financially, I'm going to suggest you do it. Let's give you a specific contact information, please, sir.
Absolutely. So I couldn't have said it better. You know, if God is putting on your heart to partner with my wife, Jen, and I in reaching college students for Christ, you can do that by going to our website, cornerstonetampa.org. We're real personal people, okay? We don't do a whole lot of, this is the first time I've done a video interview, okay? And so we love meeting the people who support our ministry, because the last thing we want to do is just ask people for money and never talk to them, never meet them. We want to be involved in people's lives. And so I'm going to give my personal cell phone out, okay? And my phone number is 813-451-2856. That's 813-451-2856. You can give me a call. You can send me a text message. And I'd love to tell you some more about what we're doing. And I can send you some information about what we're doing. And if you'd like to send me an email, it's at ZachariahAddison@gmail.com.
Just one other thing, I'll let you go. I believe that in your discussion somewhere, you mentioned something. This is not just an organization that's working here within the St. Pete area. Is that correct?
You know, we mainly focus on the Tampa Bay area. We are an independent, non-denominational church. However, you know, we actually are sending out a missions trip to Taiwan to help with some of the students there, and sharing with them some just American lifestyle and some of educating them on that. And through that, we're introducing the gospel into those relationships. So we're going to be doing that actually next week. We're sending them out. And we every spring break, we send out missions teams to different universities like the University of Central Florida, the University of Florida, and sometimes we go back to the University of Arizona and some other places. But, yeah, when we mentioned the table talks was we have sister churches that have that we are friends with. We're not necessarily directly partner with them. So, like, if you decide to give, none of your finances are going to be going to some big overhead or anything like that. I mean, less than 3% of each gift is goes to the cost of administrating and processing of contributions. So we really try to keep that as low as possible so that the funds can go to the gospel and go to the mission at hand and reaching students for Christ. And so so ultimately, that is what we're doing, and that's how that's our mission. But we do want to, we'll probably send out churches as our church continues to grow as well.
Thank you so much for sharing this morning. If you feel the need to contact Zach, I want you to do that. But also, give thought about this in your area. If you're a young person that's interested, particularly college student, we hear the negative things about what's going on in colleges today. I think Christ is opening a door that we can share his love to others. And if you feel touched to contact Zach and how can do this in your area, what to do, I'm sure he would just be glad to join
you. I would love to share with anybody who is interested in pursuing that in their area of influence, because I believe that God has really given us, all of us, an area of influence where we can make an impact in people's lives and we can be a witness. So,
Zach, I thank you. Appreciate
absolutely.
You very much your witness, your testimony, your service.
Thank
you for sharing it. And thank you for tuning in. If something that you heard today touches you, pray about it. And also consider discussing whatever's on your mind with Zach. Thank you for being here. Look forward to our next session.
Thank you for listening to God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at God at Work Podcast. If you have comments, suggestions, or a story you would like to be considered for the podcast, you can email us at stories@godatworkpodcast.com.
If you enjoy this podcast and want to help support us, go to patreon.com/GodAtWorkPodcast, or you can also support us by leaving us a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith, is brought to you by Becoming God's Man Ministries, and is recorded and produced by me, Chuck Groover. Theme music for God at Work is by the band 39 Stripes and can be found at facebook.com/39stripes. And again, thank you for listening.
Welcome to God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith. I'm your host, Chuck Groover. And this week we had kind of another one of those joint interviews with the Man on the Street video series, in which Glenn talked with Zach Addison of Cornerstone Campus Ministry. So I'll have links in the show notes to his ministry so you can find out more. And here's the interview.